Hello, VoiceTubers! Welcome to today's Pronunciation and Academic Vocabulary Challenge. My name is Eric, your resident English teacher, and I'm here to discuss one of my favorite videos from Kurzgott. I don't really know how to pronounce this. It's German. Kurzgott, I think. Kurzgott is a German YouTube channel, and they produce many, many wonderful and informative videos. So, Kurzgott. Kurzgott 是一个位于德国的 YouTube 频道和设计工作室，是 YouTube 排前20名的知识型频道。Kurzgott 翻为中文是有长话短说的意思。So the topic today is end of space, creating a prison for humanity. 所以今天的主题是太空的终结，困境人类。啊，怎么会这样子呢？ So when I saw this title, I asked myself, how could this be?Isn't space technology becoming more advanced? Why are we creating a prison for ourselves? So the title piqued my curiosity right away. 我一看到标题的时候，我就想，怎么可能呢？我们探索太空的科技不是越来越进步吗？ So can you think of any possible reason why we are creating a prison for ourselves? So I'm not going to spoil the video for you, but what are some words that come to your mind when you think of space travel?
所以你想到太空探索的时候，你会想到什么样的单字和片语？
Astronauts, rockets, space shuttles, space stations, satellite, orbit. So all these are possible words. So let's jump into our sentence of the day. If we don't act, our adventure in space might end before it's even begun.
如果我们不采取行动，我们在太空中的冒险可能会在才正要开始之前就结束。
So let's say the sentence again. If we don't act, our adventure in space might end before it's even begun. So what are the possible thought groups? So you can break this up in if we don't act, our adventure in space might end before it's even begun. So you can break it up into four pieces if you want.Okay, so do you want to go over grammar? This is called the first conditional. The if clause is written in present simple to indicate a possible condition and its probable results. You're probably used to seeing will, but you can use other modal verbs to replace will if you wish to express different degrees of certainty, promise, or suggestion.
所以在第一类型的条件句 if 的子句他感觉他时态是用简单式的，但是他表达的意思是非常有可能的条件，非常有可能的状况。而主要的子句的时态感觉是用未来式的，但是其实可以用其他的情态助动词来取代这个 will， 因为他这边要表达的不是在未来发生，而是肯定的程度、许诺或者有关结果的一些建议，所以这个 will 可以用其他的字去取代，用其他的情态助动词来取代，像 may 或者 might 或者 can 跟 could。 所以他这边这个句子就是用 if we don't act, our adventure in space might end， 这个可能性比较低， might end before it's even begun.
Okay, but we don't want to talk about grammar too much, right? So, or do you? Okay, but let's talk about intonation now.So last week, we talked about thought groups. We can break this sentence up into many groups to make it easier for us to say. And the pauses make the sentence seem more natural. But how about intonation?
什么是 intonation?
Intonation is the music of speech. So the most common example is in the use of WH questions, like who, what, when, where, why, and how, which usually has a falling intonation, like what's your name?Where are you from?
它的这个音调都是下降的。
And the next rule you will probably learn is yes-no questions usually have rising intonation. Do you like the teacher? And falling intonation tends to be used for statements, commands, or at the end of our sentence. That's wonderful. Or he is a good teacher. I mean it.
所以最后都下去。
Usually, in the middle of the sentence, and I say usually because there are many, many rules, the intonation rises if you are not finished with the sentence, and it drops at the end of the sentence. But this is only a very basic rule.
So we can say we haven't seen each other for a while. So you see it drops at the very end. This is a statement or a command. Take care of yourself. Or another question. How are Cindy and the kids? So this basically follows a normal high and low pattern, especially at the last word. You can hear the drop in intonation. But then you can hear the rising intonation and yes, no questions like, could you do me a favor? Or are they back in school yet? But in our case, we use downward intonation, at least in statements and sentences, to tell listeners that we're ending our sentence. But how about a long one? So let's listen to our sentence. If we don't act, our adventure in space might end before it's even begun. So intonation usually rises at the end of a thought group in the middle of the sentence to tell the listeners that you are not done with the sentence. And it falls at the end of the sentence. And once again, I'm telling you this is a very general rule. There are numerous exceptions and other rules. And there are different types of rising intonation. For example, some people say there is a low rise and a fall rise. But I think the first part of learning intonation is to become aware of these basic rules. Listen for them in speech by native speakers, try to imitate them, and practice, and always ask for advice. We're not going to go over every single rule today, but let's try it one more time. Okay, so going up in the middle of the sentence. Signal to the listeners that your sentence has not ended yet. 所以我们来试一下。 If we don't act, our adventure in space might end before it's even begun. 下去嘛。 If we don't act, our adventure in space might end before it's even begun.
If we don't act, our adventure in space might end before it's even begun. If we don't act, our adventure in space might end before it's even begun.
Okay, so we talked about sentence stress, word stress, stress timing, thought groups, and just a little bit of intonation today. So let's take a break. So I'm not sure if you already watched the video, but when I watched it, I was definitely surprised by the information given. I have some basic knowledge in astronomy and maybe space technology, but I have never heard of the information presented in the video. So what was the first thing that I did? I first connected the new information to what I already know, and then I focused on the parts I did not know. So I researched the information to check if it had reasonable sources to make sure what I was hearing was at least somewhat accurate or has some research behind it. I did not just accept the new information without question, and I always suggest you to do this. Always ask questions and try to find the answers on your own. You'll learn a lot more. However, it's also very important to have some basic general knowledge, or you will never know what information to focus on. If everything is new, the topic might seem very boring because you can't connect it with anything you already know, or you might just reject the new ideas right away because they seem too difficult. So I think it's very important for students to have a solid grasp of general academic vocabulary and knowledge so they can base what they learn off this information. They can connect new information with their own information, and they will know what to focus on when they acquire new information. And this is why I'm opening up our academic vocabulary course for VoiceTube. I'm looking forward to presenting you with new approaches on how to learn, how to connect information, and how to communicate in academic and professional settings. We always seem to focus on pronunciation and grammar when we're learning English, and these are very important parts of English. However, you should also use English as a tool and not just study it as an isolated language. Use it to acquire knowledge, to think critically, and to make a difference in your own life. Don't just learn it, use it. 就是你在学习英文的时候，我觉得它远远超过一个语言的范围。 而是你应该去利用它去改变自己的人生. So now let's go back to English learning and go over some additional words. So the first word is undertake. Undertake is a verb, It's very formal. It means to do or begin to do something, especially something that will take a long time or is very difficult. 所以是开始去做或承担一件事情，通常是一件比较困难的事情。The collocation you would use is undertake a task, undertake a project, or undertake a research. 所以是承担任务，一个比较难的工作或者研究。So Dr. Johnson undertook the task of writing a comprehensive English dictionary. 听起来就很麻烦。所以就是 Johnson 博士他承担了编写这个英文词典的任务。为什么每次我都讲英文单词而比较少讲英文单字？因为其实英文大部分都是词啊，我今天是说 Apple， Apple 它是苹果两个字合成的，它是一个词嘛，所以我比较会用英文单词啦。当然是我们搜寻的频率那单字是比较高，所以我写单词的时候可能还有人会觉得我写错了，所以看你要用字用多精准啊。Okay, so the next word is irony. You'll see this word used in academic articles all the time. Irony is a noun. It's a situation that is unusual or amusing because something strange happens, or the opposite of what is expected happens or is true.
它的意思是具有讽刺意味的状况，出乎预料的情况。那以这样子的方式很难知道它的意思，所以一定是要用例句来解释的，去理解的。
So it's an abstract concept. It's difficult to understand. So let's go for some examples. So you can say tragic, cruel, or bitter irony. An example sentence would be, the irony is that the new tax system will burden those it was intended to help.
所以意思是什么？讽刺的是新的增税的制度反而会让原本制度应该要打算帮助的人背上更沉重的负担。
Okay, the next word is satellite. Satellite is a noun. It's a device sent up into space to travel around the Earth, used for collecting information or communication by radio, television, etc.
所以中文定是人造卫星。And the collocation that I would use is via or by satellite, basically using a satellite.
So an example sentence would be, the World Cup was transmitted around the world by satellite.
世界杯透过卫星向全球转播。
A spy satellite, a weather satellite,
间谍或者气象的卫星，或者 satellite television, 就是卫星电视。
The next word is orbit. Orbit is a noun. It means the curved path through which objects in space move around a planet or a star. So we can say in or into orbit.
那 and into orbit 当然是进入绕地球的轨道。那这边会造成混淆的是它名词跟动词的用法。今天我假如是用名词的话，我就会这样子说 ：The satellite is now in a stable orbit。这个 in a stable orbit 很明确的是一个名词的这个轨道的意思嘛。
但是我今天是说 ：The satellite orbits the Earth every 48 hours， 就是卫星每48个小时绕着。地球运行一次，这个是动词的状态。
Okay, so the last word is debris. Debris is a noun. It's uncountable. It means broken or torn pieces of something larger. 是碎片或者残骸的意思。
And usually we say debris from something, 来自什么的碎片。So like debris from the aircraft was scattered over a large area. What a terrible sentence. But this is not a great word, right? It means broken or torn pieces for something larger.
Okay, 所以飞机的这个残骸散落在一片很大的区域，希望一辈子都不需要听到这个句子。
Okay, so that was a lot of information. We went over thought groups and learned a bit about intonation.We also went over many important words, collocation, and even approaches to learning and thinking. If you're interested in more of this type of information, definitely check out our class. This is Eric. I'll see you next week.